let's refer back to our public hearings and view the fact that Mr. Joseph has hung in here for the entire evening. We're going to start with his. This okay. is a public hearing with subdivision 2017-4. Mr. Ross, are you prepared to make a motion?
I am, Mr. Chairman. I move that we grant preliminary and final site plan approval for subdivision 2017-4 for lands of Biden Joseph based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zone AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. The proposed subdivision density of one lot consisting of 4.5 acres with a residual lot of 17.789 acres of land is significantly less than the allowable density. Three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses of property values. Four, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Six, the applicant's granted a waiver from the landscape buffering requirements and street design requirements. And seven, the applicant is granted a waiver from the landscape buffer requirement and street design standards.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2017-4, Bryden C. Joseph, also granting preliminary and final site plan approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Joseph, if you hurry, you'll be home before dark.
I knew
you were worried. That's why I wanted to go ahead and.
We've been working on this a long time.
All right. Well,
aren't you glad your alarm system? Aren't you glad your alarm system didn't go off in the middle of the hearing? I mean, go. Yeah, paycheck time. Yeah.
Congratulations. Our next public hearing was subdivision 2017-3, River Rock Glen Key Properties Group LLC.
Can we move to defer this for consideration?
Second. Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2017-3, River Rock Glen. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And then conditional use number 2076, Joseph Mark Z.
That one, just so we can kind of get that wording correct, if you would defer for further consideration.
I would move for deferral for further consideration.
Second.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know you're new. Okay. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2076, Joseph Mark Z. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, referring to our additional business this evening, a discussion regarding the comprehensive plan. Ms. Cornwell, you want to give us a brief update?
So the county's been, we have one more of the second round of public meetings. It will be next week. The 16th at the Beacon Middle School. I know everybody's at least attended at least one, so we appreciate that. And then we do have scheduled the May 22nd at 9 a.m. here in Council Chambers. The next workshop regarding transportation, we do have multiple people from DLDOT, including the secretary, coming that day to discuss transportation in that chapter.
Okay. I would... like for you to look at the schedule for June, and let's go ahead and schedule a couple of workshops as soon as we can. Sometimes that June is a very heavy, difficult time for Ms. Stevenson, so we're probably looking at Mondays or Fridays. I would suggest to you that would be.
I'll put out some dates, and if anybody has any objections, I'll send out an email with some dates.
I assume most of us have our calendars in front of us. Is there anyone that has a date that they know absolutely will not work for them?
I have about three of them.
There's days that are sunny, pleasant.
Marty, I'm sorry, but golf is just not an excuse.
What about my wife surf fishing? I mean, she likes it.
Well, now that could be an issue. That could be an issue.
So the 12th and the 19th are not good dates for the planning office.
Okay.
And those are both Mondays.
All right.
I would suggest we try to get three in, Mr. Chairman, if we can.
What about the 5th? Is anybody?
How about the 5th? Can we do the 5th?
5th of what?
I've got
June. 5th of June.
Sure. I will double check because I think there might be something on mine, but I can rearrange that.
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
And how about the 16th of June?
I bet for the office.
No, I can make that work.
I'm good then, too.
I don't have anything on the 16th.
And I'll confirm with McCormick Taylor. Are there specific chapters you'd like to discuss?
Let's nail the dates down
okay.
first.
Okay, not a problem.
And then you said the what about the 20th, Monday the 26th?
That should be fine.
Yep.
Well, my golf game's in.
I'm sorry, but as I can be, Mr. Ross, but you know, it's not like your golf game's going to get a lot better.
It's getting worse is what it's happening. Here.
Can I step back just for a sec? June 5th, that's going to be what? What time?
Monday?
That'll be 9 to 3.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
Does 9 to 3 work for all of them?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we have much choice.
I'm just making sure.
Yeah. So there's 3. You all right with that?
Let's see where that leads us, and then we'll...
And...
Because if we're thinking about doing more, we're probably hard-pressed to get anywhere trying to do
I don't that. Think we can get any more than that, but it would be good to get those three in.
What were the dates again?
I also want to thank everybody for the amount of time that you're all spending on this. It's three pretty much all-day meetings and two night meetings in 1 month. Just thank you in advance for making yourselves available and being well-rested and having a good attention span and all those good things.
Can you send out an email with those dates?
Absolutely.
Confirm those dates.
I'm going to confirm them with McCormick Taylor first and then...
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, that's true. It does have to work for them, too. Hopefully it's enough notice for them that they can wiggle around if they need to. Now, as to what elements let's do this. We're meeting again next Thursday night. Let's give it some thought between now and then. And we'll set the elements next week. But let's be thinking about that.
You know, Janelle, if McCormick Taylor's had any time to put any ink to paper with community design or utilities or economic development?
I know, I believe they've been proofing a draft for economic development, so they're waiting on the consultant to get back with them, and then you should have that shortly. I know there were still a few things they were trying to get up with Dan Parsons for historic preservation because he got really sick, so he'd been in and out. And I know they were starting working on the community design, but they also started working on the public meetings. But I know they are working on a few things. So as soon as they can get the public meetings done, they'll be back on top on finishing up some of those. So I'll be talking to her, Alexis, tomorrow, and I'll get an update as to where that she is. And then I can report back to you next Thursday about verifying those dates are good with them and then giving you the updates on those chapters.
And find out where they are on the elements we've already talked about. Some of those may be ready to come back.
That's what I was getting to, yeah.
We would like for some of them to come back, so maybe we can finish get finished up or at least get them a little further along.
Not a problem.
Also, all of you are probably are now in receipt of the population report that was circulated. My understanding is that there will be a presentation from the person who prepared that on the 22nd. So we just ask that sometime between now and then if you would give it a pretty good look. So
I still need it, so.
We're going to be putting it in your packet for next week, because we do have copies.
Would you email that to Vince first thing in the morning?
Yep.
Because he did not get it for some reason, well, he wasn't on the list.
And they dropped off paper copies as well, so we'll be handing out paper copies in your packet for the 22nd.
Maybe I missed it, I don't.
Should have been emailed to you, well, it would, didn't come from the office.
That come from me.
It came from the applicant, and what, or not the applicant, but came from the person who prepared it, and.
Sent to each one of those individuals.
Yeah, but I'm thinking they might not have had your email address.
What's your email?
Let's make sure that Keller.
And they did drop off paper copies, I believe, yesterday, so as part of your packet for the 22nd, the paper copies will be in there.
Okay.
Did McCormick Taylor get a copy?
Okay.
No, I will be getting them a copy.
Yeah. Okay, if there's no more discussion, we'll see if there's anyone here that wants to speak on the Denny's plan this evening.
Wave, Connie.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Does anyone else have anything for the good of the order?
Thank you.
There being none, we'll close the meeting. Peace and harmony prevail.